Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Biweekly Report for November 17th, 2025. I'm Phil Adler. Social Security has been, over the years, a slowly expanding support prop for the U.S. economy. Confluence Chief Market Strategist Patrick Fearon-Hernandez joins us today to discuss the impact of the Social Security Cost of Living Adjustment for 2026. Patrick, many people may not realize just how powerful Social Security is as a foundation for our economy. What do the numbers tell us?
Well, hi, Phil. Thanks for having me on the program. And to answer your question, Social Security really is more than just a retirement check. It's a major economic stabilizer. On average, Social Security benefits account for about 30% of retired people's income and more than 5% of all personal income in the U.S. In fact, in 2024, Social Security retirement and disability benefits were equal to 4.9% of the nation's gross domestic product. That's a significant slice of economic activity.
Does Social Security provide more fuel for the economy than it did, say, 10 or 20 years ago?
Yes, it does. The impact has grown over time, largely because of demographic shifts. Importantly, the baby boomer generation is retiring in large numbers, and more people are receiving disability benefits. As a result, Social Security income has become a bigger part of the economy. And because benefits are adjusted for inflation, they help maintain consumer demand even during periods of rising prices.
So I would assume Social Security's impact will keep growing simply because we are an aging nation with a growing number of disabilities?
That's a key point, yes. As the population ages and the number of beneficiaries increases, Social Security's role in supporting demand will likely continue to grow. It's a built-in stabilizer, especially important in times of economic uncertainty or inflation.
Well, this year's cost of living increase is 2.8%. That number is supposed to mimic how costs have risen over the past 12 months. Many people complain it does not reflect real cost increases. Are the complainers right?
Well, they do have a point, Phil. The COLA is based on a specific version of the Consumer Price Index, and while it's designed to reflect average price changes, it may not capture the actual experience of every individual, especially retirees who spend more than average on healthcare and housing. So yes, for some, the COLA may feel inadequate. Of course, the flip side of that is that for some seniors whose basket of expenses is different, the COLA probably overcompensates for inflation.
Well, has the government ever tried to figure out a different and possibly better way of determining cost inflation?
Well, there have been discussions about using alternative indexes like the CPI-E, which is tailored to elderly spending patterns. But so far, the standard CPI-W remains the basis for COLA calculations. It's widely available and consistent, even if it's not perfect.
Patrick, how does the average rise in Social Security benefits compare with increases in the Consumer Price Index?
Over the last two decades, the average Social Security retirement benefit has grown at an annual rate of 3.8%, while the CPI has increased at an average rate of just 2.6%. So benefits have actually outpaced inflation. Now, the reason is that people's initial retirement benefit is based largely on their salary history. And as worker productivity and wages rise over time, initial retirement benefits increase over time as well. So the average Social Security retirement benefit reflects both the increase in average productivity and wages over time and the impact of the COLA on continuing benefits.
Then is it reasonable to say that newly retired, higher income Social Security beneficiaries have an advantage?
Yes, they do. Higher lifetime earnings translate into higher initial benefits, which are then adjusted annually. So those with higher incomes during their working years generally receive a more generous benefit in retirement, and the value of the COLA then.
Medicare costs automatically deducted from Social Security payments will grow again this year. How much does this subtract from the benefits?
While the exact amount varies by individual, rising Medicare premiums can offset a portion of the COLA increase. For many retirees, this means their net benefit, the amount they actually receive, may grow more slowly than the headline COLA suggests.
How much of a boost does the economy get from Social Security cost of living benefits in January when the payments begin arriving?
Well, the boost is meaningful. With benefits increasing by 2.8%, the average recipient will see about a $56 increase in their monthly benefit. Multiply that across millions of beneficiaries, and you get a sizable injection of spending power into the economy, especially in sectors like retail, healthcare, and services.
And do the benefits contribute at all to inflation going forward?
They can, to a degree. By maintaining or increasing purchasing power, COLA adjustments help sustain demand. That can keep inflation somewhat higher than it otherwise would be. But it's a trade-off. Without COLAs, demand would drop, potentially leading to deflationary pressures.
Well, another year has passed, and we still see no movement to assure that Social Security benefits will escape reductions as the trust fund that supports the system diminishes. What are the latest projections?
Well, the latest projections still suggest that the trust fund will be depleted in the early to mid-2030s. After that, benefits might be reduced to reflect what Social Security taxes bring in, unless Congress acts. However, keep in mind that there's strong political pressure to maintain benefits. Various proposals exist to shore up the system, and we think those proposals could still be put into place.
So beneficiaries really don't need to worry, given the overwhelming popularity of the Social Security system.
Well, it is a valid concern, but the popularity of Social Security makes major cuts politically difficult. Most likely, we think we'll see adjustments, perhaps in taxes or benefit formulas or both, in order to preserve the system. For beneficiaries, we think panic probably isn't warranted, but you do want to keep yourself informed about how things transpire.
Thank you, Patrick. The title of this week's report is The Inflation Adjustment for Social Security Benefits in 2026. And you can find a link to the written report on the Confluence webpage, confluenceinvestment.com. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. Also, this information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.